Hey, this is Lexi. Book me for singing, songwriting, vocal production, engineering, and lessons through social media at LexiATL, email at LexiSolo@gmail.com, text at 404-692-1299, or go to my website, LexiATL.com. Right now, you're tuned into my podcast, Lex Chat, a show dedicated to music and entertainment, where we talk about the industry and the business, and we help each other to become better artists and better creatives. You can catch these chats live on Instagram at LexiATL, that's at LexiATL, to be part of the conversation, or catch the replays on YouTube and podcast platforms. Wherever you're watching or listening, please like, subscribe, follow, and engage with the content by leaving comments and reviews. This week on Lex Chat, let's chat about mindset. During the most recent coffee date, and something that's been coming up at almost every coffee date, the topic of motivation and discipline came up. And more so the lack of discipline or the lack of motivation to do certain things, from putting out music to getting outside the house more to not dealing with social media, so on and so forth. So for today's Lex Chat, I want to get into a mindset conversation. I want to offer my perspective on this and give some words that you'll hopefully take as motivation. If this sounds like a chat you'd be interested in being a part of, stay tuned. So I'ma let you in, sit back and take a pin. A real woman, sugar lemon to your tea. A real woman, will compliment your everything. So if you plant the seed and water it, it grows. But you never had a real love interest and it shows. Real love, never had a real love. I love that song so much. You just heard my song Real Love from the album Love Reset, which is available everywhere on all streaming platforms, as well as for sale on physical CD. If you want a physical reminder, it's functional too. You can actually put it in your CD player and listen to it. If you want a physical reminder, a physical memorabilia for Love Reset, the album, for Real Love, the song, you can buy that album on my website, LexiATL.com. That's LexiATL.com. If you're more into the digital streaming thing, then you can go onto Spotify, Tidal, Apple, YouTube, Amazon, all major streaming platforms, and the little ones too. Search Lexi and Love Reset. Search Lexi Real Love and it'll pop up for you. All right. A couple announcements before we get into today's topic for Lex Chat. The next coffee date is going to be April 7th. The next virtual coffee date, April 7th at 12 Eastern. Okay. The lighting on these glasses is kind of terrible. But the next coffee date, Sunday, April 7th. Mark it on your calendars, all right? First Sunday of the month is the virtual coffee date on Instagram, right here at LexiATL. That's at LexiATL on Instagram, okay? And again, I might say this for the next one or two episodes, but I'm trying to keep Lex Chats short, 30 minutes or less. That is my goal. I want to give you important information, valuable information, without taking up too much of your time. And I hope that you can, you know, if it was taking you an hour before, use 30 minutes to listen to Lex Chat. Use the other 30 minutes to come up with a game plan for yourself, right? So 30 minutes or less is what my goal is, to keep Lex Chats short. And lastly, all Lex Chats, all of my podcasting episodes will now be available on the Lexi Likes YouTube channel, okay? So you got to go to YouTube, search for at Lexi Likes, and that's where Lex Chats will be from now on, instead of on my artist page, instead of on the Lexi artist page on YouTube, all right? So Lexi Likes is going to be for podcasting, finance, fitness, reading. I might even move my reaction videos over there, but that's what my Lexi Likes channel is for. So make sure you go and subscribe to that for all of your updates on Lex Chat, okay? So now that all those housekeeping things are out of the way, let's get into the topic for today. And this one should be a little shorter compared to the other ones, even shorter than the 30 minutes or less, right? Today, I want to get into the conversation of willingness versus ability, ability versus willingness. And the reason why I am diving into this discussion is because at the last coffee date, and you know, I mentioned in the introduction as well, this comes up a lot that people will say things like, I just don't want to deal with such and such. I don't want to deal with such. So a specific example, right? During the last coffee date, somebody called out themselves and they said, I'm lacking the motivation to deal with the social media aspect of being an artist, which is a legitimate concern. It seems like these days, if you're not on social media, people won't call you a real artist. And I know how annoying that can be, right? This might be a better view. I don't know. We're playing with the microphone placement. See how it sounds and how it looks on film. But he called himself out. He was like, hey, I just lack the motivation to be on social media all the time and to use it as a tool to spread my music when I could be doing it in other ways. Other things have been, I'm lacking the motivation to write, or I'm lacking the discipline to write music and set aside time for that. There's just so much going on and I just don't feel like doing it. What's something else? Maybe the motivation to release music. Like there's just always some kind of roadblock, some kind of obstacle that's keeping y'all from doing the things that you know you need to do. And it happens with me too. I have been victim to not doing the things that I know needs to be done. And so that's why I wanted to have this conversation with you today. It's a conversation of ability versus the willingness. So I want to start off with the definitions of these two words. Let's start out with the definition of ability first and foremost. The definition of ability is possessions of the means or skill to do something. Talent, skill, or proficiency in a particular area. I'm going to read that one more time so that it really soaks in for us, okay? Ability is the possession of the means or skill to do something. It's the talent, skill, or proficiency in a particular area. For me, I have the ability to sing. I have the ability to work out and stay fit. I have the ability to cook, you know? I have the ability to budget. I have the ability to create spending reports, to analyze spending habits. I have the ability to do well with credit, you know, things like that. All of these things I am proficient in. I have a skill set for it. I have a talent for it. That is ability. All right. Cookies_water says the ability to look gorgeous. Thank you so much for saying that. I got glasses on right now and I got my set it off braids. Semi set it off. If this was real set it off braids, I would have 4 braids right now. But thank you so much. Oh, that was sweet. I also have the ability to look gorgeous. Not everybody has the ability, you know. But that is the baseline for what ability is, okay? Next definition is willingness. The definition of willingness is the quality or state of being prepared to do something. Readiness, inclination, desire, want, right? One more time on that definition. The definition of willingness is the quality or state of being prepared to do something. You're ready to do it. You're inclined to do it. You desire to do it. You want to do it. And I think another definition even said you have no hesitation to do it. There's no hesitation with it, right? So now that we understand the definitions of these two things, let's compare the two, right? You can have the ability without having the willingness. So like cookies, I'm gonna use myself as an example, okay? I've been getting roasted all week, so why not? I have the ability, cookies_water says, you have the ability to look gorgeous, Lexi. I have the ability to look gorgeous. Do I have the willingness to do what it takes to make myself look gorgeous or feel whatever my standard of being and looking and feeling gorgeous is for me, right? That's actually a great example because I can do my own hair. Some people would say that these two braids that I have in my hair right now, some people would say that that's an ability to do hair. It's one ability, it's one hairstyle, true. It is one ability, it is one hairstyle, but I also have the ability to do more complicated styles. I'll use the example of doing my sew-ins, right? So I have the ability to wash, deep condition, blow dry, grease, and braid my own scalp and sew my own sew-in, right? I have that ability, but a lot of times I lack the willingness to take the time that is necessary to do all of that for myself. So this is what I mean when I say you can have the ability without having the willingness to do it. So that's why so many people come on to Lex Chat and they'll say, you know, they're good at writing, they just lack the willingness to do it. There's a hesitation, there's a lack of desire, a lack of wanting, or maybe there is a desire, but you just aren't able to. I wonder what that would be called other than obstacle. Another word for obstacle or challenge, right? So you can have the ability without having the willingness. Or I guess another example would be, right? We all have a passion for music. I am willing to do music, right? Now, I always tell y'all, you should have something that is funding this dream until music can pay for you full time. Don't just jump in without a plan, you know? So I will use the example of, I have the ability to work. Let's say my main job is McDonald's. Who knows? Let's just say fast food. I have the ability to work fast food to make money and, you know, pay for my lifestyle, take care of my basic needs. I may not have the desire to want to do that, but I have the ability, right? I have more of a willingness to, without hesitation, to do music, but this ability over here pays for me to be able to meet my basic needs, okay? Another example I have here is, I have the ability to sing, but what I lack is the willingness to sing for people sometimes. So for me to be successful in music as a career, as a recording and performing artist, I need to always be willing to sing for others. Sometimes I'm not. That's where discipline is going to come in. So we're going to get into that in a little bit. But I've already picked at this person. So let me pick at him a little bit more though, right? So on the last coffee date, Sean said, I lack the motivation to deal with social media. He has the ability to post. Come to think of it though, I've never actually seen a post from him. He might do story posts, but he has the ability. He has the skill. He knows how to post on social media, but there's a hesitancy that's coming with wanting to post, probably from a belief that it's time consuming, probably from a belief that he's not as good at it as other people are, but he has the ability. We just got to work on the willingness. And I think I want to use willingness and discipline interchangeably for this particular chat. But that leads me to our next point, right? You can have the willingness without having the ability to do something. So the example I have here is, I have the willingness to be the artist, to be the manager, to be the songwriter, to be the recording engineer, to be the mixing engineer, to be the mastering engineer, to be the cover art designer, to be the photographer, to be the videographer, and all these different things. I have the willingness to want to do all of those things for myself as an artist, but I lack the ability to do all those things well. I lack the ability to do them effectively and in a timely manner, versus if I just pay someone whose ability is greater than mine in those specific areas, right? And as a side note, paying other people with the ability would also save me a lot of time. So I have the willingness to learn all these things, and I might even on some level have the ability, right? I have the willingness and I might even have the ability, but the time constraint alone makes it so that I don't have the ability to do all of this stuff for myself all the time. You see what I'm saying? So I might be willing to take on all of those roles, but do I realistically have the ability, the proficiency, and the effectiveness to be able to do all those things by myself? No. And that's where paying other people would come into play. It would save me time if I pay someone else with a greater ability, a greater skill set, a greater understanding, so that I can move forward with this quicker than if I was just relying on myself and my own devices, you know? So if you have ability and willingness, that is where you can become unstoppable, right? Larry Nolan too says, I've learned you can't give everything 100%. It's simply impossible. You might have the willingness to want to do everything, but you simply do not have the ability. Even if you are a jack of all trades, right? You can never do everything all at once. Versus, let's say I am the recording. This is real deal. This is real deal for me. Let's say I'm the recording engineer, the mixing engineer, the mastering engineer. I also am the cover art designer and I'm the photographer and I plan on being the videographer for this, right? I can only give each of those things my attention one thing at a time. So recording, we got to record the music before it can be mixed and mastered, right? What if I remove myself from the equation and I hand over some of these things to people who have a greater ability than I do, right? They have a greater ability than I do. And now I save myself so much time because I don't have to individually address these different areas. So I record the song, right? And now I give the mixing and the mastering to somebody who has a better ability to do those things efficiently and quicker than I could. While they're mixing and mastering, I can go do my photo shoot or I can have a sit down with the photographer and the videographer, right? While that's being mixed and mastered, I've now freed myself up to start on the other things so they can be done at the same time. This is kind of the best example I can give y'all right now for the conversation of ability versus willingness. Yes, I can do these things myself, and if I have to do it, I will, but it's in my best interest to hand over to someone who has a greater ability, right? And yes, that does take money, all right? But in this conversation of if you have ability and willingness, you become unstoppable. You just have to understand that it could take you more time. So I can be the artist and the engineer and the mix engineer and the master engineer and the photographer for myself and the editor for myself. I can be all of those things. It'll just take a lot of time. If you don't have the money, it will take you more time. And I'm a big champion for this. If I know that I don't necessarily have the funds to do it, I am willing to take the time to do certain things myself until I get to a point where I can pay other people to do it for me. All right. So if you don't have the money, are you willing to spend the time? If you don't have the time, are you willing to spend the money? And are you willing to figure out how to get more money to pay others to do it faster than what you could do? There's always that trade-off. Okay. And earlier I talked about throwing in willingness, right? I mean, discipline. I told you that I would kind of use discipline and willingness interchangeably. You want to do something. Do you have the discipline for it to get done? This is a mindset conversation. These are questions that I consider for myself and I want you to consider for yourself as well. As an artist, What do I have the ability to do? What am I proficient in? What do I have skill for? What do I have the talent for? Okay, cool. What am I willing to do? Just because I can cook pancakes doesn't mean that I want to make breakfast for people every day at 5 o'clock in the morning. Shout out to all the real parents out there. No shade to anybody, but just because I can cook pancakes, does that mean that I'm willing to be a chef? Not necessarily. Somebody else gets that role. I pay somebody else to do that. You know what I'm saying? Just because I have the ability to, what's another example? My example, right? Just because I have the ability to be a fitness trainer, and I have actually gone through the process of becoming a certified personal trainer, but just because I have the ability does not mean that I'm willing to build a new clientele, a whole separate set of clientele from my music people. It doesn't mean that I'm willing to build a new clientele to now be a fitness trainer. So I have the ability to do it, but I'm not willing to build my clientele and build that business right now. I'm just not willing to do it. Now, discipline can override willingness in a lot of ways. You might fight yourself, you might battle yourself on some things, but with discipline, you can get things done, you know? And then discipline becomes that habit, and you kind of override the need for willingness. You kind of override the need for motivation. And now you just function in the way of habit. You know what I mean? So this whole conversation, I hope that you're taking it to heart and you're asking yourself these questions. What do I have the ability to do? Make note of that. What am I willing to do? What are my resources? Do I have enough money to pawn this off on somebody else, to have somebody else do it, to pay somebody else to do it? If I don't, then am I willing to take on this role until I get into a better position? If you decide that you are willing, then you need to develop the discipline to continue to make something happen, right? I continue to learn how to mix, and I continue to learn how to master. I continue to study graphic design. I continue to find tools that will help me create my own album cover art, right? Simply because I understand that the resource of my money is limited. However, I do have more time than others, right? I have the time. I'm willing to put in the time to get the same product. Eventually, I will get to a place where I can pay someone so that I don't have to use my time, and my time can go towards like the creativity portion, right? I could spend more energy on this other thing over here. But that's a conversation you got to be honest with yourself about. What can I do? What am I willing to do? And will I be disciplined with it? Because discipline will override motivation. Motivation and inspiration will fail you if that's what you're trying to rely on. Because life happens. Life happens, and it'll knock you off your square. And that little burst of motivated and inspired energy that you have, it'll get wiped out by life. Inspiration and motivation for me falls in the same category as emotions. And we all know that emotions are up and down. Emotions are always coming and going. Do you really want to base your success off of something as unstable as a feeling, as an emotion? Emotions are indicators, but they are not to be trusted. And that's for a deeper conversation. I'm gonna leave it right there. Motivation and inspiration, I liken them to emotions. And emotions can be up or down. They are unreliable. Do you want to place your success? Do you want to place your progress in the hands of your emotions? Do you want to be under the power, under the influence of your emotions? Or do you want to rise above that and do better and lean into the discipline lean into the habit of things. You got the ability? Do you have the willingness? Now create the discipline and stick with the discipline. And I think that's all I have for you in this Lex Chat today, okay? So make sure you like, share, comment, subscribe, leave a review, all of those great things. Let me know if anything in this conversation resonated with you. I would greatly appreciate that. That helps. Larry Nolan too says, they say never make a decision off emotions though. And I don't think you should make decisions off of emotions. You ever notice that after you calm down from a situation, suddenly you have all the answers for what you would have said? But maybe in the moment of an argument, you could only think to say this one thing because you weren't thinking clearly. It's the same concept. Do not trust your emotions. And if you can't trust your emotions, you really should not be making decisions when you are too emotional, when you are too passionate, because then your logic goes out of the window. So I hope that helps. Remember, the next coffee date is going to be on Sunday, April 7th. All right. And please make sure y'all subscribe to the new YouTube channel, Lexi Likes. All right. To everybody on my Instagram right now, it's looking like my phone is at 9%. So I'm gonna wrap this up. Please, please, please go to YouTube at Lexi Likes and subscribe, which is where you are going to be able to find all of the Lex Chats moving forward. All right. Lexi Likes podcasting, Lexi Likes reading, Lexi Likes fitness, Lexi Likes money. All those things are gonna be over there. Okay. And my artist stuff is going to stay on my Lexi artist page. So you got Lexi, you got Lexi Likes. Okay. But I hope that you enjoyed this episode of Lex Chat. I hope it gives you something to think about. I hope it causes a mindset shift. I hope it inspires change. But remember to create your discipline, create your habits. Okay. My name is Lexi. Until next time. Peace. Baby boy, you need protection. Might not be physically, but I can keep your secrets like a diary. I'm your keys. Real woman, always keep it real with ya. And if you're struggling mentally, she'll be strong enough to deal with ya. A real woman anticipates a deeper need.